This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. A statewide fund for coronavirus relief has shut down. The program raised nearly $23 million since March. The Denver Post reports the state is working on a permanent relief system. Colorado lawmakers approved 10 bills and more than $300 million for COVID relief during a special session last month. Another Colorado lawmaker plans to object to the Electoral College count in Congress. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Republican Representative Doug Lamborn will object to the count sent by six swing states. He says his constituents deserve to know that the 2020 election was free of fraud. He cited what he called irregularities in some states.
Whether it rises to the level of widespread fraud, I'd like to get to the bottom of that, and I don't have an answer for that. But I know that there were definitely irregularities.
There's been no evidence of widespread fraud, and all 50 states have certified their election results. GOP Representative Ken Buck has criticized the move, saying the Constitution clearly states Congress should count the votes. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado has lowered the state prison population by 16% through early release of low-risk prisoners during the pandemic and a new law reducing drug possession sentences. The state says the inmate population is down roughly 16,000 people since February. Partly cloudy tonight along the Front Range. We're looking at patchy fog for Grand Junction and increasing clouds tonight for Vail. 37 in Vail currently, 46 in Colorado Springs, 55 for Denver. This is CBR and KRCC.